don't even know if I have words for this. It's just like love. So we're really remembering that we're restoring ourselves to brilliance. We're restoring ourselves to our true nature. We're restoring ourselves to our true understanding. And as we do that, we want to scream and shout. What they mean by that is we're self-actualizing, meaning that we're opening to our light, we're opening to our brilliance. And so we want to remember, when we open to our brilliance, when we open to our light, we're doing it for one and all, and really recognizing that everyone's literally the same. We're all at different stages of functioning out of an old assignment, an old authority. In English, we've all been following an old voice, an old memory. And so it's sort of like, how would I say, it's like to remember that we're the spiritually mature ones. We're the ones that are most aware. So we don't want to get terribly upset because someone has forgotten their brilliance. Of course they have. The entire consciousness that we all incarnated, for the most part, has forgotten their brilliance. And so we are here to stand out, to assume, to demonstrate that which is possible for all to enjoy. Anything where we drop the me, myself, and I, this is all about my solution, this is all about my forward movement, this is all about my fine display, where we kind of like cut off the heart to another, we're going to be set at standby. In English, how we're manifesting, it's not going to work the way it did in the past, because who we are is not the same. We're not here to create abundance just for ourselves. We're here to create our light. We're here to create abundance for all to secure, for all to understand, for all to have some of. So in other words, everything we're creating, everything we're manifesting, we're singing the song of the highest, meaning we're singing the song of the Elohim, of the brilliance, of the light that is spectacular, that is cresting, that is overcoming the old paradigm, the old misfortune, the old separation consciousness, the old fear. And so we want to remember that each of us are still like gripped in fear in some display of our life. We're not all like in that same area. They're saying, because the world would topple over, meaning that life still has to function. So all of us are moving through the trappings of the old belief system, of the old paradigm, of the old consciousness, to open up our destiny. And so as each of us opens up to our destiny, as each of us opens up to our brilliance, the more that we do this with a motivating factor for all to come in behind us, for all to have a secure seating, for all to party next. In other words, we're opening up heaven, we're opening up new consciousness, again, for all to enjoy. So we're shifting from a consciousness of I in the linear to the I am, to the whole self, to the awakening of consciousness, to the healing, to the welcoming, to the transforming. So anything where we allow our heart to widen, where we allow our heart to explode. So when they're saying exploding, we want to remember that we're shifting to an awakened heart consciousness. We're shifting to who we truly are. And so anything where, there's a Stevie Nicks song, like something with untying the laces. And that's literally what I'm seeing in our heart. So just imagine there was like a corset in your heart and it's like all very, very, very tight. This is all of us, to be honest. Until we're awakened, we all have places where we still have that hardened heart. For some of us, it's to certain others. You know, we've identified separation identity. You're different than me, so my heart is hardened to you. For others, it's like we've hardened our heart to our own self. So, like, imagine going through your life arguing with yourself, being angry at yourself, being bitter with yourself. And so for most of us, it's somewhere in the middle. So it's very important that we acknowledge that, because if we avoid that, if we pretend it's not there, we're never going to truly see, because we don't understand what needs to give, what needs to relax. So all of these personal stories that we're still invested in, where we're still angry at ourselves, where we're still angry at ourselves, at another, you want to remember that the whole idea now is to secure a good placement in your light, in your higher security, in the truth of self. And so all of this past foible, all of this past, like, they're just saying, like, nonsense. In other words, the ego is going to make you feel like this is really intense, this is really important. You can't just let it go. You just can't give it away. But in essence, it's really a mind trap, because as long as it keeps you ticking, as long as it keeps you interested, we're hardening our heart against ourselves, because it's like all judgment is self-judgment. And it's sort of like we're misstepping from being most self-aware. So allow yourself to join with, to enjoy, to join with your true nature. So when they're saying your true nature, there's an offering. There's like a heave-ho. There's a prediction lasting. What they mean by that is it's here. It's an invitation for you to stand by. And the invitation is the innocence. It's the innocence of ourselves. It's the innocence of all that we look at. And so it's like we're still looking at conflict, good, bad, right, or wrong. And it's just all the old energy of the old conversation, the old decision that there's separation, there's judgment, there's suffering, we're not really divine. And so all this is really, I'm trying to, like, when I'm receiving the transmission, it's just like this outstanding, glorious homecoming. So in order to receive, oh my gosh, the homecoming, the golden light that is just being shared with us, for us to enjoy, is like so substantial, so superb, so ready for us. But we want to remember that we have to be ready to carry. So just imagine, you know, you have your arms ready to receive the light, but you're holding the fear, you're holding the darkness, you're holding the judgment. And this is the whole point. You don't have an arm to receive it. You don't have a hand to enjoy. So just imagine you're opening yourself up by faith. So faith is, I want the truth of myself. I want the truth to be totally observed. So when I walk on this planet, I'm aware, I'm realized in my light. And it's not just my light in the singular, it's the light of all. It's the innocence of all. It's the awakening into our true discovery. So allow yourself to shift with ease. Shift with ease is, the mind's going to convince you this is going to take a really, really long time. It really isn't at all. So we want to remember that the mind is just, it's in our imagination. In other words, we're already eternal, we're already timeless, we're already awakened, and we're receiving that now. We're agreeing with that now. We're allowing that now. And again, allowing the heart to open, allowing the heart to be established, and allowing the wisdom of the heart to come into greater establishment, into greater awareness, into greater increase, into greater scenario. So we're following the truth of self. And again, the truth of self is the truth of all the many, many, many selves. And so again, we're seeing the life, we're seeing the world from new Christed vision, from new spiritual authority, from new spiritual consent. But when they say new, we want to remember that it's who we've always been. And it's who we are returning in terms of our recognition of it. So it's not like we're becoming someone new. We're simply recognizing who we've always been. That's most delicious, that's most attainable, that's most ready, this is so important, that's most ready to join with us now. In other words, there's no more need for time. There's no more need to follow the old personal story, the old personal paradigm, as we will stay self-aware. So self-aware is, you could imagine your higher self with you, your I Am presence with you, a little angel with you, your favorite master with you. You can imagine all of that with you all day long. So in other words, in each and every moment, we're making that energy exchange, opening ourselves up to the light, opening ourselves to the Elohim assistance, opening ourselves up to our advanced nature, because this is setting the table for ascension. This is setting the table for the new life. So how we create peace in the outer is we bring it on in and we honor it in our total symphony, in our total mastery, in our total understanding of self. So allow yourselves to be golden, allow yourselves to be lifted up strongly. Lifted up strongly is, we have the power as we will decide we do. It's as simple as that. So it has to do with which understanding of self you're associating with. So as you will dance with the light, as you will dance with your I Am symphony, as you will dance with the Elohim extension, we have all we need to offer ourselves up in faith, meaning I choose my higher self, I choose my I Am presence, and I choose that for infinity. In other words, again and again and again, all day long, remembering the angel on your shoulder, the master with by your side, whatever imagery stirs you, you want to have something that is like a constant teacher, that's a constant reminder, because in each and every moment, we're selecting love, we're selecting light, we're selecting our whole self. And as we allow that quantum energy of exchange to be heard, to be established, we create our new birth, we create our new reality. So receive that diamond heart within, allow that sacred union to take place, and allow your new birth to be possible. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. There are opportunities occurring, they're saying right and left. What they mean is everywhere, continuously, morning, noon, and night. So it doesn't matter how lost we seem to feel like we are at first. They're saying it's a matter of faith. In other words, it's like take those master breaths, come into union with your divine self, and you're going to find your truest placement. You're going to find your homecoming. You're going to find your true self at last. Oh my gosh, it's sort of like I ended it so we can offer some individual guidance, and they're still going. I'm not really quite sure what they want me to do.